Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's Nick Kostos and Mark Melusis on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
I'll bring it up, Rick, please. Moose, you remember Little Stovetop from the football offseason, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
One of our favorites. Stovetop,
yes. I love the end. Stovetop. What is that instrument they're using to make that sound at the end?
Sounds like a slinky or something.
Yeah, I don't know. It's great. I love it.
Well, let's ask the music major.
Rick?
Wasn't a percussionist.
There you go. Thank you, Rick.
I don't know offhand.
Some music major you are, man. I don't know.
I was only a music major for like a year and a half.
So like, were you or weren't you then?
I mean, for that year and a half, I was a music major.
It's like, do you have like a degree in music or like, do you have a degree in something else? No. Okay. No. All right. Okay.
All right. So like, that was good while it lasted.
Yeah. I mean, this kind of sounds like he like kind of oversold this a little bit. Like you made it like he's like Beethoven here.
No, I just said that I listened to music differently because I was an instrumentalist. That's all.
No, I don't know.
And you were a music major, but I agree kind of like if you can't claim like, and I'm not saying you, Rick, like if I majored in four or five different things, like ultimately I got a degree in one thing. That's my major.
Oh, yeah. I got degrees in no things when I was at Northern Illinois University. But I was a music major for part of the time. I was a journalism major for part of the time. I was a broadcast journalism major for part of the time. So, yeah, I fit like every college stereotype except for the whole getting the degree part.
Let me tell you, man, I have an accounting degree from Fordham. And I look at it sometimes at my diploma. It actually got destroyed in the flood a couple of weeks ago. Whatever. I'll get a new one. Who cares? I look at it and I feel like it laughs at me like, wow, like you spent all this money in like student loans and like now you talk about sports. Like debits on the left, credits on the right. I literally have an accounting degree.
I can't imagine, like it's so weird, like Nick, Nat, like, and I didn't know, I knew you graduated Fordham. I didn't know you were an account, like accounting degree. So like.
Yeah, I went to business school.
So like that was when you went, initially when you went to Fordham, your goal was that you were going to be an accountant?
No, I didn't know what I wanted to do. And then I always lead the story because this is true. It was right after 9/11 because my freshman year of college was 2001 was my first semester, fall 2001. Like right after 9/11 was the career fair at Fordham. And it was like literally like the next week after 9/11. That's why I always associated with and stumbled upon 90.7 FUV. And I know Moose is, you know, a Syracuse guy. And it's like, oh, how great is Syracuse?
No, FUV is very famous. What do you mean? Yeah. You've had a lot of big time talent go through Fordham.
Well, listen, when you're second best in the pecking order, you know, we got to punch up when we can. You can play, take the high road. You don't have to punch down because we're trying to catch you guys at Syracuse here. So I didn't even know that was a thing. And once I saw that and like, I realized like, wow, like I can host a sports talk show because I literally grew up. This is not hyperbole. I literally grew up listening to FAN and like, I've been a diehard sports fan since I was like 4 or 5 years old. So like, I've always wanted to do this in some way, shape, or form. My mom has like a piece of paper like saved from seventh grade where it's like, what do you want to be when you grow up? I have it on my phone. I can send it to you guys. And it's like, all I want to do in my life is talk about sports. Like I want to be a sports broadcaster. When I was like 11 years old, I wrote that. So when I realized that like, wow, like I could do this for a living, it became like, I remember I got advice. I actually think this is going to sound like a humble brag, but it's not. Keith Olbermann came to FUV. We used to have like famous broadcasters come all the time. Bob Arons was like legendary, like in Fordham circles in sports broadcasting, had relationships with everybody. And Olbermann came. And I think one of Olbermann's pieces of advice was don't be, a journalism major. Like this is your degree here is working at the radio station. So I always took that to heart. And I was like, okay, like in case journalism doesn't work out or like my sports stuff doesn't work out, what could I always have a job in? Like they'll always need accountants. So I got an accounting degree in lieu of getting a journalism degree because I got a journalism degree basically like working at the radio station for 4 years.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Yeah, and I think that is amazing advice from Olbermann. And it's kind of advice for all the, you know, the younger listeners out there that might be just going to college or already in college, is that it's really based on experience. You know,
working at
whether it be your school radio station, whether it be internships. I know those kind of died out a little bit, but there's still internships being offered. The experience you get, the way you network. Like, I don't know if you necessarily need to major in broadcasting or journalism in order to work in this industry. I really don't. I mean, like, I was a speech communication major. So mine was like,
what is that?
Theories, political speech writing.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
Yeah. Like that was my major in college. Like I was not a broadcast journalism major. I was a speech comm. I have an art. So I have arts degree from Syracuse. So it's a little bit different, but like all my experience, like I know a lot of guys that and men and women that work in this industry that went to school for it, but I know a lot of people that went to school for other things and ended up, you know, thriving in this industry.
Yeah, there were a lot of girls in college. Shout out to them who I cheated off of, like in class, like to basically pass all my accounting classes. We worked out. Is it bad that I talk about this after the fact? Because like this is actually the truth. Like we had such a sophisticated cheating system, like me and like a bunch of my friends, because we took all the same classes together. Where like question like four, right, on a test, where like my buddy would look at me and he would flash like the four, like so like you wouldn't like so others couldn't see it. And then it was like A, B, C, or D, and I would flash then like two meant B. And it was like Morse code, like cheating. It was insane what would go on. I mean, I don't know if it was like this at other schools, but like teachers at Fordham would literally just sit at their desks during tests. I had a buddy named Antonio who during one math test, we still laugh about this, had his textbook out on his desk during the test and was just like copying things from the textbook onto the test. Just absolutely hilarious.
Dude, I remember in Syracuse, like not every class, but there were at least a couple classes where the professor would hand out the test and then literally leave the room.
Like, how do you do that?
Like, and they'd be like, I'll be back in 50 minutes. You have 50 minutes to finish the test. And people would be like, what? What's going on here? And like people would be opening up their books during the test. Like, it's insane.
Of course. That's insane. I wonder sometimes what it would be like, because this was like at the advent of cell phones, but they weren't smartphones yet at that point. So it was basically just like, for people that remember, it was like Nextels or like phones. Like you could play Snake on it, but that's it. In addition to make a call,
Motorola.
Like text message just started. Yeah, exactly. The Razors or whatever. This was even probably predated Razors. Like you literally have a computer in your pocket. Like how do they stop kids from cheating on tests now? It's probably really,
yeah,
probably like
I
hand
know.
Your phone in at the door. Like, cause if you give it, you have the phone, you're going to be able to cheat.
Dude, I remember guys on like math tests that would have like those old Texas Instruments
the calculators, right? Yeah.
Right. And the ones that were kind of like the kicked up version, like the real expensive ones that were like 130 or 140, and where you could actually save stuff in it. and they'd actually like save equations, different things or whatever, and they pull it up during the test and everything like that. Now you just walk around, you can basically, you have everything like right in front of you on the phone. Everything's right there. It's so different.
My sophomore year, I want to say it was, I don't even remember, management accounting. I don't know, all the, it was all like the same. And I couldn't do, I there's no, I don't do any account. Like my mom does my taxes for me. She's an accountant. And this is my first semester of my sophomore year. One of the football players who shall remain nameless, like had a copy of the test. And like, we were told that like this teacher has given the same test. Like it's the same test the last like 4 years. It's like, right. We are expecting the test to be the same. So we literally got a copy of the test. And what's funny when you get a copy of a test is you just, you know what the answers are to these questions, but you don't know how to actually do the math to get the answers. You just memorize like what it is. So if it's a different question, like you cannot do it, like you are screwed. And I'll never forget. And by the end, I was like so hardened by this that I would literally just like scroll in like very brazenly, like, hey, we're going to cheat. It's going to be a success. But at this point, like I was very nervous, like very nervous. I was always afraid of getting caught, getting in trouble, like getting an F on a test. So we sit there and I am shaking. This is like right before Christmas, 2002, my sophomore year of college. And they're giving the test out. And I'm like in a row where like, I'm not one of the first people that gets it. And I look over at my buddy, Chris, whose nickname was Deeks. And I see Deeks like look up into the heavens and like pump his fist. And in that moment, I knew that it was the same exact test and we were going to like all get A's on it. Like I will never forget like looking over and seeing him like pumping his fist in the air like it's the same test. It's great, man. I sound like such a delinquent.
No, but that is so great. Like when it all works out, and then just like those little battles that are like so great. Like when you realize that's happening, you're like, you're hoping that's the same test. It ends up being the same test. Like the sheer joy and adulation. It's like winning a bet. It's amazing.
Did you ever cheat on tests in school?
Yeah, a couple. Like in, I didn't have it to where we had your system of holding up the four with the two or this or that.
It was intense, man. Yeah.
Yeah. Like a couple of buddies of mine, like, or I'd have a buddy where we'd sit next to each other in the class. And when we were going through it, if there was something that like I needed, like I'd give a tap on my desk and then he'd look up and then I'd signal what question I need the, you know, A, B, C, or D, and then he'd give me and he'd do the same thing to me.
Love it. Absolutely love it. Someone in the YouTube chat brought up Andrew Bogish. Bogish was a senior when I was a freshman at Fordham. I was at Drew's wedding, a really good friend of mine. Absolutely great guy. Now does great work, of course, on the Damon Amendolar show on CBS Sports Radio. Rick, you ever cheat on tests in school?
No, never. Yeah, of course I did.
Okay, so Rick has cheated on tests in school.
Yes.
Get Bill back.
Yeah, those
on
TI 83 pluses were clutch.
Oh, man, that's it. Yes. TI 83 plus. That's a good pull, Rick. Yes, that's it.
I hated taking. I used to get like, I'm a lot different now than I was then. Like, I don't get nervous. That, like, the easiest part, I say this all the time. I don't know if you agree, but I feel like the easiest part of like what we do for a living, Moose, for me is like the actual show is the easiest part. Oh, like, so I don't get nervous work. For the show. Yeah, that's the difficult part is the prep work.
Yeah,
the show
the,
is
the
easy.
The work is watching the games, looking up all the information, kind of formulating your opinion, kind of putting all that together. Doing the show is a blast. Like, you get to do what, you know, you've been wanting to do since you were, you know, 7, 8 years old, me, myself included. You know, talking sports is easy. It's fun.
I used to get really nervous to take tests. I'm actually, like, embarrassed, like, about how nervous I used to get, like, to sit down. Like, my stomach would hurt, like, for some of these tests. So, anyway, all right.
Well, I could have
Yeah, whatever. I was kind of a wuss.
By the way, 2 hours lifted 3-1. The race is about to go off at Churchill Downs.
Absolutely love it. Big hour number 3, including Brad Evans, next.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. For the latest line movement and edges to beat the spread, download the BetQL app today.